Well, the longest government shutdown in US history has come to an end. The Republican-controlled House voted 222 to 209 in favour of a bill to reopen the federal government and keep it funded until the end of January, with six Democrats breaking ranks in to vote in favour. During the 43-day impasse, millions of federal workers went without pay, with major disruptions to welfare programs and other services. Betsy Stevenson is Professor of Public Policy and Economics at the University of Michigan and served on former President Barack Obama's Council of Economic Advisers. Betsy Stevenson, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
It's great to talk with you this morning.
Now, this is a bit of a foreign concept here. This was the longest government shutdown in history in the US. For listeners who haven't been following it, why did it happen in the first place?
So for much of the government, every year, Congress needs to pass appropriations bills. They need to pass legislation that funds the government to operate. And when it doesn't have that funding to operate, by law, it can't operate. So it needs to shut down because it doesn't have any resources allocated. That's, you know, the way the legislation works. And the idea is that they would, of course, figure out how much they want each agency to spend before you would get to the beginning of the fiscal year. Right? So the fiscal year for government started at the beginning of this shutdown. That's what triggered it. And they don't have a plan for how much they want to spend this fiscal year. They couldn't agree on anything, and so they shut the government down.
What do we know about the economic impact of this long shutdown?
Well, this is the longest shutdown in history, which also almost definitionally makes it the most expensive in history. But there were actually some other aspects that made this more expensive. So what makes it expensive? Well, for one, you have a whole bunch of government workers who are doing things that are providing value in the country, whether they're helping people get payments for unemployment insurance, whether they're gathering data so we can know the unemployment rate, whether they're gathering data so we can know how much the economy is growing, to many, many more things that government workers do. None of that was happening. They got sent home. And so we didn't get that work done. And that means that, you know, just mechanically, the government services part of national accounting says we didn't get those services for, you know, the last few months. But there are, then think about how that starts to play out. Those workers aren't buying lunch, perhaps, when they go out. You know, they're not going out and picking up a lunch or buying a coffee. Also, because they're not being paid during this shutdown, they're going to start conserving their expenses, so they're not spending elsewhere. So that means that the stores that would normally have government workers around aren't having the customers come in, so they need to start cutting back. And you get kind of a snowball effect. And it's not just the direct government workers, but the government can't sign any contracts during this period of time. So there are lots of companies that do business with the government, and none of them could do business with the government during the shutdown. And so all of this, those kind of things reverberate through the economy. But wait, there's more. There were also things that you had mentioned at the beginning, like money that the government sends to people to help make up for very low incomes. In the U.S., we do a lot more in-kind benefits. And so there is a program called the Supplemental Nutrition Program that gives benefits for people that are specifically about buying food. And those benefits got cut. They didn't get fully paid out during this period, which meant that millions of families, tens of millions of families, didn't have as much money as they would normally have because they weren't getting those government benefits. So then they're not spending at the grocery store.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm speaking with Betsy Stevenson, Professor of Public Policy and Economics at the University of Michigan. Can you give us an overall sense of the economy right now under the Trump administration in the United States? We're missing some unemployment figures during this shutdown, but basically, what are the indicators telling us about the state of the US economy right now, Betsy?
You know, I think even though we're missing a lot of data, I do I think we have somewhat of a sense of what's going on, which is we have a labor market that has very much slowed down. And we have, so there just aren't very many jobs to go around for people right now, but we're not seeing a lot of layoffs. You know, there's some suggestive evidence that the number of people losing jobs might be picking up a little bit. But I would say, I would describe it as an economy where there just aren't a lot of jobs to be had, but there's not a lot of people losing jobs. And it's an economy where prices are rising for things that matter for everyday families. Energy prices are up. Grocery prices are up. And some of these price increases are coming because we have big tariffs on a lot of things. So, you know, a cup of coffee is 20% more than it was a year ago. And part of that comes from the tariffs on coffee beans. There is, though, another aspect of the economy. There's the part that's doing really well. And so Americans talk about this being in a K-shaped economy. It's doing very well at the top. The stock market's done pretty well. Corporations are doing pretty well. And there's a lot of speculative investment on AI that's happening. And so at that top end of the distribution, it looks like the economy is very strong. And, you know, we may even see if we hadn't had the shutdown, we might have even seen quite strong growth in Q4. As a result, we're going to see slower growth in Q4. But I think a lot of that will rebound in Q1. And it's really reflecting a top end of the economy that's doing well.
Betsy Stevenson, it's always interesting to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
It was great talking with you today.
Betsy Stevenson, Professor of Public Policy and Economics at the University of Michigan, and formerly served on the Council of Economic Advisors to former US President Barack Obama.